My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nate Land Podcast. I am Nate, Aaron Weber, Brian Bates.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
All right. Welcome, everybody. We have a big, big week this week. Today, actually, just now, we just announced Vanderbilt has a new head coach. And Clark Lee of Notre Dame, if anybody cares. I care.
You should be excited. I mean, I think that's,
I'm excited.
That might be best case scenario hire for you guys, I feel like.
He's local from here.
Right.
And then, which is exciting, played at Vandy.
How old is he?
38.
Oh, so is this the first coach younger than you?
This is the first coach younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm right at the good coaching age. I mean, this is where coaches are, the new wave. They're 38-year-olds wouldn't have been hired as coaches a little bit ago. But now that's a new kind of thing. Sean McVay at the Rams.
Well, I got really annoyed. The last Notre Dame game, Tony Dungy wouldn't shut up about how much all the players love Clark Lee. And everybody's I was like, yeah, could you stop talking about how awesome he is?
Yeah, because he's going to go.
Yeah, right.
He's going to go. He's gone. I'm very excited about it. It's who I wanted from the beginning. There's a few other guys you get very excited. Coaching searches are fun, but we are celebrating West End, celebrating at Vandy. Clark Lee,
yeah,
got a new chancellor. Big things are coming down the Vandy pipe.
That's a very Vandy name, Clark Lee.
Clark Lee, we mean business.
Law firm of Clark Lee.
So that's all we got for today. and Sarah Fuller made 2 extra points.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got we scored for her this time, that's pretty,
it's an accomplishment.
It's an accomplishment. We got in the end zone. She kicked some extra points. Not a big deal. She did great. Congrats to her. All right, let's start off with the comments as usual. YouTube, Instagram, Apple Podcast reviews, and Nateland at NateBargetzi.com. Which you said with emails, you do get emails.
Yeah, we do. We get a ton.
We're getting a lot of comments. A lot, so,
Twitter, I left Twitter off, but Twitter also.
Twitter as well. We try to get to what we can. We get a ton now, which that's to you guys listening, right. That's unbelievable, man, how much you guys listen. So it's very fun. I mean, you guys, you got to be good. You got to get, to stand out. And some of the emails, though, are pretty long.
That's the thing. With comments, people, they'll know to kind of keep it tight, but with emails, people go crazy. And I'm like, do you really think Nate's going to read 5 pages of this.
Yeah, there it goes.
Maybe that's the goal. Maybe that's what they want.
Maybe we start doing that. We just do one big one, you know, like eventually.
Story time.
What if you could be so good of a long email? That would be the impressive. If someone does such a good long email that we're like, we have to read this.
And it's the only one we have time to read.
Yeah. But this guy knocked it out of the park, or girl. Travis Barkley. Every week I feel like I'm asking myself at the start, how is this topic going to be funny? Then Nate gets confused by bacon bits, harrowing versus heroin. Experience, and I can't stop laughing. I'm so glad you guys are putting out something so silly and fun. I feel like it's the antidote to the rest of the internet. Thank you, Travis. That's true. That's what we are.
Yep.
We're the medicine. Is that an antidote? Antidote's the vaccine. No, that's what makes you not die. Like, if you get poisoned.
Right.
And then there you go. We have an antidote.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah. Turler. That's the guy's name. T-U-R-R-L-E-R. Turler. Think that's his real name?
I don't know.
I don't.
You don't, Aaron? How do you not think that guy's...
I know we have a history of colorful names on the podcast, but Turler?
The Turler family?
I bet its name is... the Lur family?
The Lurs?
The Lur family?
I think his name is Tyler, and he's being funny. Turler.
Mm. Ooh, Tyler. Mm-hmm. Tyler Lur.
That's what I think.
All right, you going with Tyler? I go with his name is actually Turler, and he has to live with it. This podcast is officially too dumb for me. Goodbye, folks. We had a good run. I guess we'll never know. I guess we'll never know.
He's never even going to hear his comment being read.
Yeah. Turler, he's out. Too dumb. What does he want it to be?
I know, right? Yeah, go get the TED Talks podcast.
Yeah, I mean, there's other podcasts. Like, that's what's, like, that would be like if you're watching the Titans play and you go, it's just too much football. This is ridiculous. Why do you not watch the Titans? It's a lot of football. Why don't they throw in some other stuff? And you're like, you know what? They should. They should throw in other stuff.
You know, I was talking to Brian. We had a clip on your Facebook go kind of viral from, like, the second episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
About talking millions, billions, trillions of dollars. Has like 2 million views, and a lot of them have no idea what the podcast is. So most of the comments are just like, these guys are morons.
Yeah.
they think it's like a math podcast.
Well, I mean, Turler knows what the podcast is, and he thinks we're morons.
Right, so Turler made it 23 episodes before he's like,
he gave us a fair shot.
Yeah, he goes, this is, I always love the idea of someone, it's like they're resigning. Like leaving a comment.
Yeah.
He goes, he didn't even give us a 2-week notice.
I'm out. No.
He just goes, like, it's so funny to think, like, you think he's at home and he's talking to his wife, his roommate, and he just goes, I can't listen to this podcast anymore. And they're like, oh, it's cool. So you go stop listening to it. I'll probably let them know. And then I'm going to stop listening to it like that. What are you going to do for that? You go just unsubscribe. I'm probably going to somehow let these guys know that I don't think they're good, and then I'm going to back out. You know what I mean? But I think they should know that the Lur is out.
The Lur family.
Parting shot.
The Lur family is
out.
Out.
What if it's not even
one
a guy?
That one video did go viral.
Has 2 million views on Facebook.
God.
Yeah.
I know on Facebook. I am on, but I haven't looked at it in a while.
The Brad Pitt clip has like 1 million views too.
Really?
Talking about Brad Pitt riding his lawnmower. Yeah, the comments are funny because if it goes viral like that, it gets to people that don't know what the podcast is. And it's just so funny reading the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dylan Pascal. Dylan? No, Dylan.
God, I bet that's
D-Y-L-A-N.
Dylan. I'd go Dylan.
I bet it's
for
Dylan.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always Dylan, isn't it?
I
hope it's Dylan and he goes, finally, someone did it right.
Dylan. I think he's saying no one has Dylan. Ever mispronounced my name in my life.
Everybody goes Dylan. How would you spell another Dylan?
D-I-L-L-O-N.
Yeah. So, but D-Y-L-A-N is pretty common.
Oh, yeah, right.
Dylan Pascal. My wife and I got married this past Saturday. I was looking forward to listening to the episode while laying on the beach during my honeymoon. However, I tested positive for COVID the day before the wedding, so we had a small, quick ceremony the day before our original date with whoever was already exposed to me. So instead of going to an island for our honeymoon, we have been quarantined at home. This episode has been one of the most exciting things to happen on our honeymoon. Thanks, guys. Congratulations. Dylan, the Pascal family. We lose one, we get another one back. That's very funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that does stink, man. Tastes positive for COVID. And then you're like, you got to do any of these big plans. And then, you know, but you know what? Maybe you guys will be immune going forward.
I love the fact that they were already planning on listening to us on their honeymoon.
They didn't bail on us.
Yeah. The location's the only thing that changed.
Yeah. We appreciate it. Congrats, you guys. Look who's back. Sor Sagorb. Soray. Soray Sagorb. The podcast just isn't as funny as it used to be.
He has a great sense of humor.
Soray is back, baby.
He reached out to you, Brian.
Yeah, he reached out and said he's from Spain.
Yeah.
He said, it's not sore.
Soray?
I think it's Soray. He said
said Soray.
Just then you did. But
I said
last week,
I said, I bet it's Soray lady.
We did,
said it was Soray Sagorb, but it was a lovely lady, though.
Well, we still don't know.
He said we. Brian. He's transitioning. Sagorb, we nailed it. Sagorb's right.
Sagorb, right.
Yeah. Mm.
What a fun, and he was, and it just.
Oh, he loved it. That's a very funny comment.
Yeah. That is very funny.
Yeah.
I mean, Sor gets it, dude.
Yeah.
Sor, keep your calendar open in case one of these guys fall out. I'll be flying you up from Spain, you know? Maybe I get some dead weight over here and get some liveliness. Might hire a tour lure just to make a point. There's Miriam Gregory. Aaron, I can't believe you made fun of my name after I stood up for you about the Gizney logo. Also, my performance on TV was so local that even my own family could not see it. Sounds like you guys
could. I was going to say, 4.5. Channel 4.5.
Yeah. Miriam Gregory.
I watched clips of her. She commented on YouTube. She has a YouTube channel. She's a very good singer.
Oh,
that's
great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Brian goes a little too deep.
Yeah, I kind of wish I kept that to myself. Yeah. As I was saying it, I was like, oh, boy, that might have been a mistake.
Miriam's like, oh, wow, okay.
She does not have to, oh, boy.
She said, if I could pick one person to watch my YouTube clip, it was definitely not him at that table.
I just got blocked by Miriam.
We're going to get another one by her next week. Hi, just moved in with Tour Allure, and he makes a lot of sense. They moved in together. Oh, my God. Matthew Harrison, my clutch performance was when I took a girl on a first date to a park while we were hanging out and hitting golf balls on one of the soccer fields. I turned to the girl and said, you see that tree sticking up in that tree line out there? Roughly 150 yards away. A little hard 9-iron, light 8-iron. If I hit that tree with this golf ball, then you have to give me a kiss. I then stood over the ball and thought to myself, just don't duff this ball. I hit the ball, and to both my surprise and hers, I hit the tree and got my reward. That girl on that date is now my wife. Married her.
Wow.
Something like that. Girl saw that. She goes, you'll let something like that go. Guy's going to stick an 8-iron on a tree 150 yards out.
Our first date, we're hitting golf balls on the soccer field.
He's not even in the appropriate grass to be doing this. What if that's why she married? She goes, you don't see stuff like that all the time. Elliot Carey, a clutch performance not mentioned. I was active duty United States Navy Security Forces at the National Naval Medical Center in 2011. That was like I was in a sprint and got tired at the end when I read that sentence.
Yeah.
I came out the gate. I was an active during United States Navy Security. Then it was like, forces at the National Naval Medical Center. It was like, I mean, I stumbled across the finish line. I was conducting my foot patrol through the hospital. This is the place where all of our wounded warriors come to a treatment following any injuries overseas. All the TVs switched over to President Obama making the announcement that we had killed bin Laden. It went from quiet to everyone, soldiers, sailors, Marines, nurses, and doctors in the world clapping, high-fiving, and chanting. Never felt camaraderie like that since. Love the podcast. Listen every week. Respect. Respect you do, Elliot. That's that's got to
awesome.
Be, that's got to be, I mean, that's a moment to be there when that happens.
You remember where you were when you found out about that?
I was over there.
he was a Navy SEAL.
I had my only tweet that went viral. That went kind of crazy. So Twitter was kind of new, and probably bad. Probably can't say it now, but right when he bin Laden got killed, I said my cab driver is furious right now, or something like that. Yeah, And I tell you what, the time it happened, people loved it. People loved it. I'm not saying it would do great today.
Different time.
But in the moment, dude, it was the first like thing that kind of went so crazy. I was like calling Soder. I was like, dude, I get to like 10,000, 20,000. Like all, I mean, it just kept getting.
Yeah.
Then Donald Glover retweeted it. Oh. It was a whole, I mean, everybody retweeted it. Yeah. So, but now I would say Uber driver. there's Jeff Rasmussen. Rasmussen. That feels like you're trying to catch something at the end of it. Jeff Rasmussen. And
is Rasmussen, isn't that a poll or something?
Yep.
Okay, the Rasmussen poll, it's like Gallup.
Oh, really?
So that's where I've heard that word.
He comes from money.
I don't know if he's from the Rasmussen Pohl family.
So he's probably just the other Rasmussen family, the not successful one?
Maybe it's
He's at the successful one. Why do you think he ain't made it, dude? I think this dude is crushing.
All right, let's see what he has to say.
Aaron's stupid. Oh, wow. Whitney Houston wasn't a clutch performance. It was pre-recorded. It's coming from a pretty decent source in the Rasmussen Pohl family.
Right. He took a poll. I heard when I first heard
pre-recorded.
That, I was upset by
it. Oh, so she lip-synced it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it actually makes it more of a clutch performance that she has to lip-sync.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if she messes up the lip-sync? People would be more mad about that than if she just performed badly. You know
what I mean? Has that ever happened? Because most of them are pre-recorded. Has anyone ever coughed and they're still singing?
Hmm. They don't move their mouth like a ventriloquist.
Right. Well, that's tough to. She's doing all kinds of runs and stuff where it's and
it would be more clutch if it was she sang outright. But are we sure that she pre-recorded? Is it
it's pre-recorded. We're looking at her Wikipedia page.
However, despite it being considered one of the greatest live performances by Houston, she actually didn't perform it live, but lip-synced to a pre-recorded version of the anthem. I mean, they're probably doing it because it's like there's just too many too many variables.
Right.
That you're like, we don't want to get hung up, you know, and the mic goes out or like
the mic picks up other stuff. You probably can't even hear yourself.
We pre-record this.
Yeah.
We're lip syncing this entire episode. Emily Miller. Hey guys, y'all asked about having an early experience with someone who later became really famous. When I was in high school, our assistant cross country coach had the girls' teams over to her apartment for a sleepover. We lived in Metro Atlanta, and she was in her early 20s. While we were there, a friend of hers who lived in the apartment complex came over and brought his guitar and played some songs for us. We found out later that he was John Mayer, and he maybe had a thing for the coach, and that's why he came over. In retrospect, it is definitely weird that a 20-something guy would come over to a high school girl sleepover, but it happened. It took a few years and confirmations from a couple other classmates for my husband to believe it. I didn't make this whole thing up. Keep up the great work. My husband and I love it. Emily Miller. That's John Mayer.
That's
figured
wild.
It out. What's going on over there?
high school girls?
She's in her early 20s. It's like, nothing. Just a bunch of high school cross-country girls. I'll swing by. That's good. I don't know. I'm probably, you know what? I'll
bring the guitar. We'll see.
You may bring the guitar? I play guitar. You may bring it?
He's so good.
Should it come to you?
I know. Right?
Maybe you would have the same story to go.
I wasn't on my high school cross country team, believe it or not, but I would love for a private concert from John Mayer.
From John Mayer.
The most talented musician of my generation, of my lifetime.
There are Derek Trucks.
Derek Trucks is the best blues guitarist for sure. You ever see B.B. King, Derek Trucks, and John Mayer all playing together?
Yeah. There's a whole backstory behind that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think John Mayer was supposed to come out.
Oh, really?
Supposedly.
What did you say about John Mayer? He's the best musician in your lifetime?
I think so.
Wow.
Derek Trucks is a child prodigy.
Derek Trucks is unreal. I love him.
13 and Allman Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's my good buddy, Derek Trucks. So maybe I have a pretty good source.
John Mayer's my good buddy.
Yeah. I've met John Mayer. He did comedy too. He did stand-up comedy. Why not? Do everything. Capped Black 85. Guys, love the podcast. Today's mention of Nextel made me remember a story about my late brother. We all had Nextel phones when we were younger, and me and my mom worked at our church. My brother would wait until she was at the church And then in a deep and raspy voice, come over her walkie-talkie saying, hello, Deborah. This is Satan. And they would do a menacing laugh. He did this often, and it was always funny to see her scramble to turn the phone off. Anyway, thanks for the reminder. That's pretty funny. Just to be doing it.
At church.
At church.
Wow.
And his mom, and she's probably just, you know, well, my boys are just so sweet. Is he from the South? I don't know if he's from the South, but I make him from the South. My boys are so sweet. They're just good boys. Hello, Deborah. This is Satan. He's like, I kill him. Johnny Wiener or Weiner. Depends on, I'm sure he was called both. A year after the Joplin tornado. Joplin tornado. They held the NCAA D2 Cross Country National Championship. You listening here? My buddy had a terrible race and got third to last, which is not ideal. At the awards banquet later that night, they were about to show a video presentation. My buddy assumed it was a highlight video of the race from that morning. So in frustration, he proceeded to loudly declare in a very annoying way, we know we were there. Immediately following his remarks, tragic music and leveled homes appeared on the screen, to which was the beginning of a tribute video for the first responders of the huge tornado disaster from the year prior. The awkwardness of that will never be forgotten by many.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, I love that one, man. That's, you want to get up my alley? That's how you get up my alley right there. That is, I mean, there's nothing I love more than that. We know we were there. And then just lights go down.
Yeah.
First responders.
That's great.
Oh, that's so funny. Kyle Cox, clutch performance at a Xmas party. I asked every neighbor how many donuts they could eat if they had to. I proceeded to be very judgmental about all their answers. Needless to say, I never got invited back to any neighborhood functions. For the record, I put down 15 donuts and stopped just because I was doing it by myself with no competition. And no one really even questioned me on how many I could eat.
That's so
I know a Kyle Cox. There's a musician. I don't know if that's him. But there, that's super funny. That's, yeah. I mean, just to be...
in a corner eating by yourself.
Stop 15 and stop just because I was doing it by myself with no competition and no one really even questioning me on how many. That's what I love that line. No one really even questioning me on how many I could eat. That's my favorite line. That's a great line.
Yeah. Because
that is the to think of that. That's what everybody, you're like, you're eating this. You're like, no one even is asking. Like no one's going, hey, how's it going over there?
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, no one cares, dude. Mm. Yeah. But he still got to 15.
To be 15 donuts in, reaching for your 16th, and then thinking, you know what? Nobody even quietly, knows I'm doing this.
That would almost be a good, we should, like, people should go and just be like, go to a party.
Yeah.
Bring a ridiculous amount of donuts, and then see how many you can eat before someone says, hey, how many donuts have you had? Just quietly try to eat as many as you can.
You would just somebody
for
walks
Christmas.
Over. Yeah, you feeling all right?
Yeah, for Christmas when you if you have your family over, if you are if you're yes if you're zooming, so, if you're willing to do this, you probably already had COVID, so I wouldn't even worry about it. But I mean, it'd be pretty funny just to be quietly just I mean, just to get in your car, even your wife doesn't even know your husband, and you just tell your spouse, you're like. I ate 25 donuts during that party. And they're like, what? When? And you're like, I've been doing it the whole time. Like, it just, I mean, just to throw that on them, just to like.
What if it was like one of their first dates and she's so proud that he went out on his own, wasn't clinging on to her at the party. And then he tells her that in the car, that's what he was doing.
And maybe marry her.
Yeah, you kind of abandoned me at the party. It's yeah. Like, well, I had stuff to do.
Yeah, I don't know. Did I? Because I ate 12. You know what? I'm going to need you tonight because. Yeah. all right, we had you know, last week's episode did really good. The weather episode, mm-hmm. People thought very funny, said it was our funniest one.
Yeah,
you know,
except Turler.
Except Turler, He thought it was two.
For Turler, it was the final straw.
He goes, oh, God, what are you talking about this week? Weather. You know, you do want to go, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. That there's so much stuff out there. And there's so much. You know what I've been watching? Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso is unbelievable, great. Dude. It's, I watched it last night. I can't wait to watch it again tonight. It's just positive.
Yeah.
And it's so wonderful, and it makes you so excited just to see some positivity. And it's about whatever, man. Who cares? I mean, he's a coach. I actually know Jason Sudeikis, and he's that guy. He's kind of a Ted Lasso. He's a very positive guy, awesome dude. And it's that's what I mean. Like, that's where you're like, it'd be like watching Ted Lasso being like, I don't, it's just, you know, who cares? You know, you're mm-hmm. like, yeah, dude, then go watch any House of Cards. Go watch 50 other shows yeah. that are depressing. I mean, like, it's just a breath of fresh air to have something that's not that. Not that I'm harping on Turler, but I'm going to tell you, you know. But it's, I'm glad, you know what, we don't need you, Tur.
Better without you.
But Ted Lasso, if anybody hasn't seen it, Apple TV. It's an awesome, awesome show. I mean, I've watched three episodes, and I'm going to watch it tonight. I can't wait to just kind of try to do two a night. I just enjoy it so much. Such a great episode. But last week, I thought it was great with the weather episode.
Yeah,
it was very funny. It was, you know, we're getting in the groove, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting in the groove. What is this, 23, 24 episodes or something
24,
like that?
24.
24. Yeah. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
I never thought we'd make it this far. I had the under, and the under was 5. And look at us. Look at us now. We've made it. This week, we're going to, you know, because we've got the holidays coming up, Christmas coming up, New Year's. Travel's interesting. And we're going to talk about travel. We're going to talk about, you know, what are you going to do? Are you guys traveling for Christmas?
I'm not, just because my family's all here.
Yeah. You're going to Lebanon.
Well, yeah, we'll be traveling
down there
to Lebanon.
Yeah. You go, where you go? Alabama?
Are you allowed to say now?
That
you know
you're
what
not.
I mean? Yeah, I'm going to visit family. Well, I haven't seen my family.
Well, COVID's
in a while.
A serious thing, Aaron, and I wish you'd take it serious.
Come on, Aaron.
Golly, Aaron.
Can I believe you're doing that?
You're unbelievable.
I was joking, dude, when I said I was going to Lebanon.
Yeah.
I'm staying in.
No way he's going. Everybody's staying here, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm staying at home.
Yeah.
Just
will you wear that coat to fend off the virus? It's a puffy coat. It's puffy.
It is a puffy
big
coat.
Big coat. Is that what he says?
Yeah. I was in Springfield, Missouri this weekend.
Yeah.
Went to the original Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, really? The first one?
The first one. It's huge.
Yeah.
You can spend the whole day there. There's like museums in there and all kinds of stuff. So
is it as big as the Memphis one? You know, the Memphis is the one in the pyramid.
It's in the pyramid. Yeah, I think it's bigger than that. It was the first one, and it's this whole sort of complex that you enter. Yeah.
Like Opry Mills big?
Yeah.
Like big as the entire
It's like as big
mall.
As Opry Mills. Yeah,
yeah
it is overwhelmingly large.
Wow.
That's crazy.
There's an aquarium, too, that you have to buy a special ticket to. I didn't get that. So there's all kinds of stuff. So we just...
Why didn't you get the aquarium ticket?
Nah, it's like extra money, you know? Had to spend it on this jacket,
yeah.
You know?
If you would have chose the other jacket, you could either go this jacket and aquarium or just this jacket.
This was the cheapest jacket, so.
I think it's irresponsible you're doing shows.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, what have you not, has COVID affected your life at all as far as you going out?
It has.
Because it doesn't sound like it, Aaron. It sounds like you are, I don't even know. Have you heard that people should wear masks?
Yeah, I wear a mask. Everybody at Bass Pro Shops wearing a mask.
Yeah,
man.
They do. NASCAR race. Everybody's doing it. NASCAR race. Everybody's wearing masks.
Right.
I feel like when you see the mask, you see one guy. There might be one guy walks around no mask.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right. But there's always one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, when we went to Target this weekend, everybody had masks on. I think we're doing something. I don't know. We're doing something. Someone's either coming here or whatever. Nothing travel. We won't travel far. Everybody's close by. You'd like drive down to Alabama? Is your family still there?
We're gonna go. My sister's in Dallas.
Yeah.
We're gonna head down there.
Oh, you drive?
I think we're gonna fly.
All right, flying's the safe.
Right.
More stuff. What are you gonna do? Take a boat? I'm taking a cruise. What are you guys doing? That'd be the thing for holidays. I go on a Carnival cruise. Carnival cruise. It's like where it started. It was on a cruise ship. But yeah, that's great, man. Just I would love everything you say. Is just we're gonna go visit my grandmother nursing home, and my dad doesn't believe in masks. And you're like, oh, that's cool, man. That's cool. How's she doing? She's on. She doesn't breathe good and stuff like that. She's in the market for COVID, actually.
She want me to come eat with her, but I can't taste anything right now. So
I said, sure, I'll go eat at your dumb cafeteria. I can't taste anyway. What does it matter? I can't smell, taste. Are you there? No fever, though.
Yeah.
I feel like the taste and smell thing is the thing. I've known now a couple people that have had it. And taste and smell is that's your ticket, right?
It's the best indicator.
Your telltale
right?
sign.
Yeah. I feel like you either don't feel anything or you lose your taste and smell.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's at least nice that there's something. Because we're so scared that it's just, you sneeze and you're like, it's it. It's happening. Yeah. All right. I'm trying to give Turler some topical stuff to talk about. He's like, all right, I'm listening. This guy's talking about what's going on currently in the world.
Right.
So traveling is a big deal. It's a big deal during the holidays. What is it the most? The most?
Most traveled? Day? Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Why is Thanksgiving? I guess Santa.
Yes.
Santa Claus travels. So Santa's got to come to your home. So that's, you know.
Yeah, people with kids, they want to stay home to do that. But Thanksgiving's more of a go see the...
It's also a secular holiday. So everybody, all Americans celebrate it, I feel like.
Yeah. It's a big word, man.
But I thought you were going to argue that's why Thanksgiving's more travel.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why Thanksgiving is more travel.
Would you say that word just at your dinner table with your family?
Secular?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on the conversation.
Would that be the conversation that comes up?
Maybe,
and
man.
You go, it's my favorite secular holiday. And your family would just, you come from a smart family though, right? So you guys probably
that because my parents would made us go to mass on Thanksgiving sometimes. And I remember being like, come on, this is a secular holiday, dude. This isn't even.
You would say that in an argument to your parents.
Come on, this is a secular holiday. What are we can't.
What are we doing here?
Church and state. Come on.
I mean, you're kidding. I mean, wow, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have a lab coat on? Did. I mean, that's. You use it in, I mean, I don't, you know, yeah, my family, we just clap at each other. We make noises.
Like monkeys.
We're like, yeah, we're just, you know.
They throw things, they call throw each other idiots.
We're the idiot family. And we just, you know, just stomp on the ground when you want something. You know, it's like how horses talk to each other. That's what goes on in our family. You just walk in, just hear noises. You listen to the whale sounds? You're like, no, my mom's cooking some. We're not using secular, I can tell you that right now. If I threw that around my family, we'd all be like, all right. Whoa, someone's taking some online classes somewhere, aren't we? Oh, wow. Must be nice. Must be nice.
We had a lot of arguments at the dinner table, man. It was
we could argue.
Yeah. Over what?
I don't know. Stuff like that. I mean, not even like at each other. My dad would just love to debate us about stuff.
Yeah, it's like a smart family. I mean, y'all, I think that's what, it's like, it's probably good. It's good for y'all to debate.
Yeah.
You got to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I mean, you've failed him now, but sure. Up to Notre Dame, I mean, he's like, it worked. You know what I mean? Like, everything going up has worked.
He did his part, for sure.
Yeah,
and then
he come home with that brass pro shop coat, and he's like, God, like, what's the point of any of this? You've been using the word secular since you were 5 years old, and you will walk in my house with a big red coat on? You didn't just go see the aquarium and learn something. You almost spent all my money on my coat. That's what I think is going to be the new the Weber family this Christmas.
So the whole family's going to Dallas?
No, just me.
Oh.
Just me and my fiance.
Oh,
by yourself?
Funny. Yeah.
But you do have family in Dallas.
My sister lives in Dallas.
Yeah. She said at the beginning.
All right.
All right, we're back. So who's, but who's going? Is your parents going to Dallas? I mean, we're not even, look, I'm about to be with Turler and get out. I'm like, you know what, dude? He's right on.
He made some points.
He's made some good points.
Oof.
What's your first travel?
Well, if you stay at a hotel, the most expensive hotel in the world. Anybody want to guess how much it is a night?
Oh,
I mean, it's going to be something like
Shanghai. Yeah. That's my guess of where it is.
Is it Mandarin? Mandarin?
No.
So it's going to be something like
it's something ridiculous.
Yeah, like $100,000 a night.
What's well? Can we guess where it is?
Yeah, you'll never get it.
What continent is it?
I'm already out.
It's taking you a while, man.
Yeah, it's.
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
Wow. This is News Channel 5 over here.
I think
this is what we watched for.
It's in Bangkok?
No.
Oh.
You would be better to ask what ocean is it in.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's a submarine.
It's a submarine?
Oh, at $150,000 a night, it's the costliest hotel in the world. Located in the ocean at considerable depth, you get underwater view of the entire marine world. Staffed by onboard crew of three, the captain, the chef, and the personal butler. You have soundproof living accommodations underwater. You can tell the captain to take the boat wherever, or the submarine, wherever you want to go. It's a sunken, it's a sunken battleship.
What? Wait, so it's not a submarine.
I guess it is a submarine.
But it's a sunken battleship?
We don't know anything about
that. Yeah.
I don't even think this is real. It's off the coast of St. Lucia, or you can see a sunken battleship.
Is this like an ad you click? Like, is this how you got this to be? Like, I don't know if it's real at all.
I don't think this is real. No, it's called Lover's Deep Luxury Submarine. It is a submarine.
All right. And then it can go anywhere.
Yeah.
And you just float around. You just go in the ocean. You live in a submarine.
Yep.
I have claustrophobia. Wouldn't do good. I'd ask to go to the top.
So yeah. Funny. You're like, wait, it's not a submarine.
Yeah.
Oh no, it is.
Oh boy.
It's a sunken battleship and it's flooded with water.
All right, my mistake.
Yeah, that sounds terrible, man. The submarine?
I think if it's up your alley, you know, you feel you're down there alone.
Yeah.
And then
you're not alone though, you're with a crew.
Yeah,
of
but
three
it'd be
people.
I'm sure they're far enough away.
Yeah.
And then you go, hey, can we go? I don't know, where are you gonna go? You're like, can we go like 200 yards. I mean, how do you even ask to go to, like, how do you, he goes, where do you guys want to go? You're like, I don't know. Just go down a little bit more. And I mean, what are you going to see now? Where are we at? We're at 100 feet. 250 feet. You know what I mean? Let's see what's going on down there. And he goes, all right, let's do 150 feet. And then you do that. And then he's like, all right. And you go, okay. Is there a window? He's like, no, it's a submarine. He's like, no, I don't even think you're actually doing anything. He just goes,
there's right. No windows.
He goes, go 1,000 feet down. He goes, I'll do whatever you want. There's no windows. How do you know? And you just sit there and it's like one of those mall
simulators.
Simulators that you ride. And you go, we went down to 2,000 feet. Did your ears pop? They didn't, actually. But I think that has something to do with a submarine. And you're like, oh, I bet it does.
It's sealed.
Bet it's $150,000 a night. Never left the back of the truck.
It's not even in the water.
It's just boom. We just bumping over stuff. What was that? I think we hit a whale. Burr. You're just making noises outside. Just people walk by and bang on it. What is, oh my God.
Loser.
Yeah. Did that guy say loser? Was that a word? He goes, I think some of mermaids are real.
Yeah.
I think they're, I'm hearing them, dude. It's $150,000 a night. And mermaids are real. And they're mean.
They're heckling me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's great.
I thought it would be like on top of the Disney castle. Be like that's like that. There's something up there.
The most expensive hotel in the U.S. is in Las Vegas. It's the Empathy Suite at the Palm Casino Resort.
Yeah.
$100,000 a night. You get two master bedrooms, massage table, jacuzzi, overlooks the strip, salt relaxation room, all this other stuff. 24-hour butler, chauffeur car, $10,000 in credit to use at the casino.
Hey, that can pay for your week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can pay for your whole week. If I just went to Vegas.
If you're a big spender, you could stay there for free.
So everything they do in Vegas, we I don't know if we talked about this. I've figured out what they do in Vegas is, you know, like if you go golf, I stay at the Wynn Hotel where I did show at the Wynn. So if you go golf there, it's like $500 to golf. But all these numbers are just up there. So when they give it to these high rollers, they're able to go, I gave you $500. Okay. They gave you $100,000 a night hotel room. Mm-hmm. And you go, man, it was $100,000 a night. It's like a fictional number. But yeah. They need the number to be high. So the person that feels like they're getting something. I mean, the Wynn golf course is awesome. I played Shadow Creek this last time I went with my buddy Rich Day. He's he listens to the podcast. And we go and do it, and then the Shadow Creek is like unreal how nice it is. That's where they did the match, the Tiger and Phil match, the first one. And so everything is like top notch, but it's like, yeah, they got to make these numbers be. Otherwise, if you were a high roller and you're like, it's $1,000 a night or something, you're like, and I'm gambling $1,000 a hand.
Yeah. Right?
And I learned too the odds of blackjack. You know, the odds are low on blackjack. It's because of the people in the middle. That's why the odds are low. For you, like they would say blackjack, it's like casino is always in favor. But if you when you gamble blackjack, if you raise your money correctly, so like blackjack comes in runs. So you're either be like losing, you got to just sit there. And then when you get on a good run, you got to double, triple, like keep raising your bet. That's how you win money. And what happens is people in the middle are like people that just go at a $5 table. If they bet $5, they always bet $5. They don't ever go to 10 or 50. Like you should be going 10, 20, 50. Like when you're on
a run. Do you mean people betting in the middle?
Yeah. I'm just talking about like, well, I was in the middle, the whole casino.
Oh.
Like if you go to the high roller tables, they're like always on the edge or something like that. But like where everybody else is.
Yeah.
Where it's like a $5 table or $25 table, something like that.
Yeah.
And those you got to raise your bet. And then that's how you win. That's how you win money. So when you're on a run in blackjack, you raise it. Yeah. There you go. Mm. There you go. A little fun fact, everybody. Go to Vegas. Spend all of it. Vegas is depressing right now.
I bet.
We were there and everybody's got masks on. And it's just seeing the signs for like Bruce Springsteen coming. And you're like, he's not there. It feels like it would be like a movie or an apocalypse where they're just seeing. It's just very weird, man. I mean, all the places are closed and
All the casinos are closed right
now?
No,
the casinos are open but it's half. It's like all half. But I mean, they have glass in between where everybody sits. You got to wear your mask the whole time, even if you're gambling. Even if you got a drink, you get to take your drink and put your mask back up. It's just kind of.
So the high roller poker guys, they're wearing a mask and sunglasses.
Yeah.
You can't even see their face
at all. I walked by. There was a lot of people playing poker, but they had glass in front of them. You sit down, there's glass behind you and in front of you. So you're just in your own little bubble. And then a guy had his hood up, sunglasses, hat, and a mask. It's like a stormtrooper.
Wow.
And he's just, you know, can't get a read off this guy. Like there's no tell when you're hiding everything.
How much does a view matter to you guys in a hotel room? I'm looking at this $100,000. It's got a pretty nice view. I wonder how quickly I get it. You know, I mean, that looks pretty cool,
I don't think
I guess.
So. I think if you got a view like that, you're going to wake up and look at it every day. And before you go tonight, you're going to look at it. And you're pretty like, man, that's crazy. Like, you're just like, I can't believe this is. Like, look at, you're just in, you're laying in bed. There's something about laying in bed and being able to see all that stuff. Everything that's going on and you're in bed.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ever tired of that view. I think you want the windows open a lot. Because you just want to see it.
I'm just thinking of the hotels I stay at. I don't even know if I open the curtains.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm there. You know.
I mean, because you got a water heater outside your window. There's. Yeah. You're not going to be tired of this view. You're going to look at this view and be like, "This is." You're going to. You know, for all those times we've had to stay in those hotels where you just see the roof. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're going to want to see these. That's like Salt Lake City. When you go there, you stay in one of their hotels, you can either pick a mountain view or the other side. But the mountain views are like, yeah, man, you see the mountains every day, you know, and you go look at them every day and you're like, ah, because you don't see that at your home here. So it's like you want to see it there. So it's nice. Hmm. But yeah, maybe not, but you know,
too much. This weekend, I woke up, opened up my blinds, and I just looked at Springfield, Missouri for a little bit. Yeah. I was like, all right. And I just closed it right away. And I think I got it all.
You know? Do you leave the blinds closed the whole time in a hotel?
Oh, yeah.
Mine are open.
Well, I'll do sunlight. Maybe I'll do the, you know, the blackout curtains. You pull those aside so there's just a little, so you can see so through a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of sunlight in there.
Yeah. Just to
less depressing.
Yeah. You know? And then you go from that room to a Bass Pro Shop with no windows.
Dude, you don't need windows in there.
Yeah.
Everything you want to see is inside.
Did you see the sun? How much do you think you saw the sun that day?
The whole weekend? Probably. I got about an hour's worth probably. Yeah. The whole weekend, honestly.
The sun.
The sun's like, going down at like 3 o'clock right now.
I know. I mean. It's ridiculous. But if we, so we talked to the sun, was like, did you see Aaron? He's like, no, I don't know. Did he, was he out? That's what the sun would say. Oh, did he go? Was he in Springfield? I didn't even, why didn't he say something? And you're like, dude, he's there all weekend.
Dude, I would have dimmed it for you.
I had no idea. I love to see him. Yeah. He's a good guy. He wears my colors. So, you know.
I saw a picture of the sign out front of the place for your show, and it had Weber like Chris Weber.
That's right.
Not Weber like the grill.
I was on a big marquee of a rock club, very excited. Webber.
Yeah.
Basketball player, not the grill.
Yeah.
You know.
Welcome. You know, that's like show business. That's Bill Engvall, when I opened for the last special he taped, I opened for him. And he was telling me, God, it was a theater. We went to the theater. It was in, maybe it's in Peoria, Illinois or something like that. It's something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. And, we go to the theater, and he told me when he goes, when I first started doing Blue Collar, he got on he was on the his name was, or he was doing a theater for the first time, right? So he does Blue Collar, doing a theater first time, gets there, his name is misspelled. He's like, all right, whatever, you know. And it's like, you got a little, you're selling out this theater, you're like, you can spell my name right, dude. Like, it's one thing at comedy clubs or whatever, but then whatever. So, and then when I opened for him for a special, which was like 20 years later, he gets there, his name was misspelled. They misspelled it both times.
Wow.
Which he tells a very funny story, if this is true. I don't know if I've told this story, about them flying private the first time.
I don't think so.
The first, if it's not, the first time they're flying private. So, what I was told this story, and I believe I could be wrong in all of it, but we're just, is Bill Engvall, Jeff Foxworthy, they're flying in a private jet. It's like the first time kind of really making it. And so if you get in some of these private jets, they don't have bathrooms. So the bathrooms, you have to pee. Basically, you don't pee because it's like 40-minute flight usually. It's kind of quick. But if you have to pee or something, it's usually under a seat. And so that's where the toilet would be. So, but you don't use it. So they get up in the air, they're going, you know, on a private jet, dude, this is like, you made it. And then the pilot comes back and he goes, you know, look, I don't know what to tell you, but it's happening. Like something, he ate something. And so he had to lift the seat up and then just go to the bathroom, not peeing.
Number two,
just had to sit. And there's no curtain.
It's just like you're,
it's 2 feet away from each other. And he's just sitting there unloading.
The pilot.
It's two pilots. And so the other pilot's up there. And the whole time he's just going, I'm so sorry, Mr. Foxworthy. I'm so sorry. And just had to sit there and you're like, that's all right, man. Like you go from this amazing time to be like, we made it, dude. We're in a private jet, just to the pilot.
That quickly,
dude. And you know the moment where you're like, everybody's had the moment where you're like, yeah, dude, it's over. Like, you know, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, there's no turning back now.
It's the last thing the pilot wants to do is do that.
Right.
And for him to have to do it, you go, it's bad. And just to sit there and be like, I don't even.
And they've got nowhere to go, right? You can't be turn around. You got to be like, hey, dude.
It's the equivalent of a room, thinner than a room. I mean. Yeah. It'd be like going into a bathroom with someone. Mm.
That's awful.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
It's a good metaphor for like your career, right? It's just 1 minute.
Grass is not greener.
Right. Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. Like where it's, yeah. You could think something's
somebody's
going
always going to have to use the bathroom.
Once you, the first thing that I've realized that
I don't think the grass is not greener. I don't think that's correct.
It's not the same thing.
No.
Oh, I.
That's when you're like, oh, I wish I had that airplane.
But that's, I know, but yeah. But you do wish you had that stuff. And then you realize it's all happening everywhere. Like the bad stuff is happening. You do go, I wish I was flying private. But then in that private plane, that happens. So isn't that grass is greener?
I think so. I think it applies.
It's something. All right. On the flip side of all this, they, but like I've tried to get better with, you know, because you get very kind of competitive in this kind of field, and you do think you're getting slighted a lot, and so you're think like I didn't have, you know, what I don't know. It could be like your hair being done for a special. And you're like, they don't even give me someone to get my hair done. I look like an idiot for my special. Why don't they care? Or something. And then you talk to someone else and you're like, oh, they didn't do that for him. You're like, they don't do it for any of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't, no one wants to spend this money or no one wants to, and I'm not talking about the hair thing. I'm just making it, but whatever it is, everybody is getting slighted. And it's just a matter of level that you're getting slighted at. Maybe it's just another guy that's nobody, or maybe it's a network on TV. No matter what, no one likes us. No one's in favor of us. And they're trying to screw you. I bet that applies for everybody in every business. And you got to just wrap your head around you're not the only one that's getting treated this way.
Yeah.
And once you could do that, that's a big help. Because otherwise you just think everybody else is getting treated amazing and you're not. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. All
right. Yeah. The most luxurious hotel in the world is, you want to guess where this is?
Singapore.
I like it. It's in Asia. The Burj Al Arab I probably didn't say that right, in Dubai. Mm. Seven-star hotel. It's built on a man-made island that has private beaches on three sides.
You do whatever you want when you're on your own island. We have 7 stars. You're like, all right, what? Yeah. So not 6? He goes, a little bit better than 6.
Yeah.
You go, well, 5 is great. 5's the best.
Hotel staff outnumbers guests.
6 would be amazing. And he goes, yeah, well, 6 would be amazing. Too bad we got 7. Yeah. Like, that's just never stopped. Like, I know, but I'm not believing your 7 is the problem. I would have believed 6. And he goes, you believe whatever you want.
It's a 7.
We're 7 stars, dude.
I never heard. I thought it went up to 5.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
I didn't know it went beyond 5.
It goes to, yeah. Well, apparently it goes to 7.
Apparently.
I think there's that. You're just being ridiculous, though. But if you're on your own island, then it's got to be unbelievable.
Hotel staff outnumbers guests with a 6-to-1 ratio. Guests have the option of being picked up in a Rolls Royce at the airport.
Who's not taking that?
I know.
I'm good. I got to go to Avis.
My brother's
Don't worry
me up
about it, dude. I got to go run a budget. I got to, you know, I got a Camry.
I called an Uber.
I got to grab this Camry. I'm going to go get the, I got it. They're blowing my Ford Fusion up right now. I didn't know that you'd send a Rolls Royce. But it's part electric. do we need to charge it? No, it does gas, most gas. That's what, like, some of those, like Prius, you thought Prius was like this. I thought it was like this,
yeah,
electric car, you know, when it first comes out, you're, yeah, like, no, it's proof, it's just a gas car, it does some other stuff. It's like full-on gas.
Oh, it's not electric at all.
The first Prius is just gas. They're just good gas mileage. Oh. Maybe the motor or something. Oh,
I thought it was a hybrid. I thought that's what...
Maybe it's a hybrid. But yeah, but a hybrid is... No, but you're not charging it. I think it charges as you drive.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not... But you put gas in it.
Hmm.
Which, you know, I think it's just better. It's not like Tesla.
Teslas are full on.
Full on.
You plug them into the wall, charge them, right?
Yeah. All right.
A couple of the luxuries this thing has. Guests can choose from 17 types of pillows. The mattress.
I mean, I would, if you gave me 17 pillows, I would bet money. I would just go, I just don't. I would want one. I'd be like, I just don't, you know, I don't want to be that guy, but it doesn't. I don't think we got a match here. I mean, how big? Do you do a big pillow or a little pillow?
For to sleep in?
Yeah.
Like a little one, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like a big body pillow, but
I like a body pillow, but I use it as a body pillow. But I like a thicker. Like a lot of hotels have too thick of hotel pillows.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. You lay on it and their pillows are just gigantic and you're sleeping like with your neck cranked and you're like, I don't sleep like this regularly.
Yeah.
But it's like pretty tough. Where we stayed in Vegas was the pillows were too big. And I bet you could ask for one. 17, that would be.
That's a lot.
I'd want to lay them out. The fact that you get 17, I'd be like, well, I'd like to see all 17. You know, I mean, you want to go, let's do it. If we're going to do it, let's do it.
The mattresses can cost up to $15,000 and the bedding is stuffed with duck feathers.
I mean, speaking of duck feathers, and tell me, I was going to tell a story, but my buddy Travis, he had a friend, and her dad or something bought two baby ducks, right, to keep when they were kids. Hey, I got your baby ducks. Turns out they were geese and ripped the house apart. Is that not unbelievable? They kept growing, and they go, all right, that's probably about it, right? And then they go, no, it's a little bit. And we're like, well, all right. This thing's getting, do they stop growing? Like, yeah. There's a point where you go, no, that's got to be as big as they're going to get. And then how much, is there 2-3 more weeks where you go, God, this thing is just rocking, dude. This thing is
getting enormous.
Enormous. And geese are so mean. And they would just get home and the house would be ripped apart. Because imagine, sweetie, I bought you two baby ducks. And then you got to run and slam and lock the door. And then it's like, burr, burr, and they're just beating on the door. You're screaming. I mean, that's what it goes to. It goes to this moment of like a picture of holding the baby ducks and I love you so much to just fearful people walking by going, what's going on?
Yeah. How do they find out that they were geese?
When they get to the point of that, I mean, a geese looks very different than a duck.
Oh, so they just eventually realize that, oh, maybe.
Yeah, with their babies, they all look the same. But then that you're like, man, that neck's getting.
I don't know if they had somebody come in, like an expert, or like they bring him to the vet. Can you take care of our ducks?
Why are ducks acting so different than what seems how ducks act? Yeah. When I walk by a pond and I see a duck, I just don't see them being problems.
Right.
But our ducks.
I called in a duck whisperer.
Starting to steal stuff.
The duck whisperer. Yeah.
I think it just gets the neck. Once you see the neck start going, you're like, I mean, we could be in trouble, dude.
Yeah.
But if you 100% think it's a duck, I mean, at what point? First, you just think, oh, I misjudged ducks. Ducks are not as good as I thought they were as pets. And then you're going, nah, I bet it's a
full-on goose.
It's a full-on goose.
That's so funny.
I mean, how do you even sleep at night?
With the goose in the house,
dude.
What do they do to them? Did they?
I think they hunt you down.
No, what did they do? Okay, so they found out they were geese. Did they keep them, or did they go? All right,
I don't know.
Maybe we should.
I'm trying to find out more information because I enjoyed the story so much that I was like, I'd like to know. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you go let them go,
right?
But I don't know how you get them. You probably just have to open the door and go. Like, I mean, I don't think you can get them in your car and go properly let them go in water. You gotta let them go in a regular neighborhood.
Right.
It's a goose that's furious. That's the goose, they never let up.
They don't want to leave.
They don't want to leave. They never let up. A goose never just goes, time out.
Oh, you don't think they just fly right out the.
I think they want to traumatize that family. So they'd be like, we're staying around.
Yeah. I don't think a goose ever, you know, is like, hold on, time out. I don't think you'd ever get that moment of relief with a goose in your house where you go, all right. All right. And then you get everybody to stop for a second and go, we need to figure something out. This is not working. I don't think you get to say that with a goose. I think a goose is just full throttle. The second you realize it's not a duck, it's a problem till the day you get rid of the goose. It's like owning a boat the first 2 days. Yeah. First best 2 days of buying a boat is the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Same thing with a goose. There's only one good day. It's when you finally get rid of it and your family's alive. That's the only good day. You go, well, when it was a baby, it was cute. You're like, it doesn't even really matter because it did so much trauma. Yeah. up afterwards that I don't, that 1 hour of enjoying it was just, it's, I wouldn't, it's not worth it, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
It's a great story. One more hotel, Mr. Real Fast, coming soon, a space hotel. Orion Span hopes to launch its Aurora space station in 2021 and open it to guests by 2022. A 12-day visit costs at least $9.5 million. People can already put down an $80,000 deposit, join a wait list for reservations. They accept Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency. So if that's the case, I'll do it. And within 72 hours of opening the wait list, the company said it's already sold 4 months' worth of reservations deposits.
We also take unicorn poop. Like he just says stuff that's like... It's make believe. I don't know. I'm going to go. You know, that's just an idea you're throwing out there. Where are you going to go stay on? Where is it? Mars?
No, this is just like the space station.
It was, oh, you just stay. It just floats around in space.
Yeah.
Like the submarine.
It basically, it looks like a submarine.
It's basically a submarine that you go, where are you guys going to go?
So you thought we were taking guests to Mars down? In 2022?
Aren't there people on Mars? Are there?
Yeah, they're there right now.
There's people on Mars. No, they're not on Mars.
Nick's there.
What do we have on Mars?
We have a few rovers over there.
Yeah.
Right? Curiosity.
We're trying to go to Mars.
Yeah.
Working on it.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm not as up to date to Mars travel.
That we're taking hotel guests next year.
It's a major human achievement. It's not like it's just space nerd stuff. That's like.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be. I'm not really paying attention.
You're like, oh, sorry, I don't know if humans are on Mars or not.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a big deal, man.
I'm not saying it's not a big deal. I just asked a simple question. I didn't really think that people are on Mars. I haven't been up to date.
Right.
I know you hear about Mars a lot.
Uh-huh.
I don't think the tone should have been thrown back at me. I'm trying to make a horrifically boring podcast be funny. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for bringing some joy to just nonsense.
That's
Ryan Spann. You're quoting Ryan Spann over here.
That's fair.
But visitors can see 16 sunrises.
Go down a little bit. Where are we at? That's for the. I think they're saying the same thing as submarine. Let's go down.
Can we get a little farther away? Get a better view of Earth? Nah.
Could we do go 100 feet up?
I like no windows on the space.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Earth. It has no windows on
It's just a sticker. We forgot. Of Earth.
We forgot.
And you're going, and you're like, is that? Oh, we got here quick, huh? Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty quick.
I didn't even feel really
anything.
It's
crazy, dude.
Yeah.
You know, this is right where I came from my submarine hotel. Is we were, it's like right down the road. He goes, is it? I heard about that. Is that pretty fun? He goes, yeah, it's a pretty good time. Man.
Actually, this is the same crew here on this one. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I parked my car at the same spot. Do you think they take a Rolls Royce if you go to, you guys want us to come pick you up? Nah, we'll just drive down. Take Southwest, had a pretty easy flight. Down to go to Mars.
I do like one of the amenities they offer besides seeing a sunrise every 90 minutes is high-speed Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You get there and immediately like, so what's your password? Just, need to check.
Did you guys look outside a lot? I was on my phone quite a bit. Yeah. I had a fantasy draft. So I did that up in space.
Yeah.
You know? Did draft Cam Newton in third round. Don't know if that was worth it. But it's just like that's what would happen.
Right.
I would be like, I just don't want Wi-Fi. You'd almost rather just like, I'm not bringing my phone. I'm bringing an awesome camera. I'm taking the full.
Force me to enjoy this.
Yeah. I'm not going to go up there and be flipping through and be like, oh, my Aunt Susie arguing with my.
I watched the show with my fiance about people that charter yachts, like luxury yachts in the Caribbean and stuff. And you'd be.
You talking about the, you watch the Bravo show? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
dude, he's trying to act like he watched a documentary about.
That's not. That's,
yeah, you try to pass that off. Like, we were watching this just about people chartering. It's a straight up soap opera.
What is it?
It's Beverly Housewives on a yacht.
It's called Below Deck.
Oh. Yeah, dude. The way you sold that.
I thought it was on PBS.
The captain, Mr. Spinner over here. Yeah. You know what? I watched something about the history of Beverly Hills. Oh, that's cool. What is it? It's these four women, and they. Argue and fight over having just a lot of money and stuff like that. And you're like, oh, that's cool.
Anyway, so we watched this expose on people that charter yachts. It costs so much money. You'd be surprised at the people that just get on there and just are on their laptop or working the whole time. Like you said, it's
they have
amazing.
A lot of money and they go, a lot of them have to work.
Yeah.
Give it to afford something like that. And then, but I mean, I'd imagine, you're just sitting there. But, you know, like you got tired of this Las Vegas view. You think you'd get, how much do you think you're going to go up there and be like, let me guess, the earth again? I'm good. He goes, guys, you want to watch Sunrise one more time? Oh, my God. The 15th, is this one going to be different? 12. How long is this trip? We've been over here for 4 days.
I'd get there eventually. I don't think I'd get there quickly. But I think everybody gets there eventually, right?
I think you still just go, I can't believe I'm in space.
Yeah.
It's like when you stare, I feel like you can stare at the ocean a lot, or if you can, you know, there's stuff like in the wilderness. You could watch trees. If you're out in the mountains, you can go stare at mountains. You go to, Wyoming, I think you could stare at mountains for hours and just keep staring. And I bet there's enough other stuff going on. I mean, you're floating the whole time.
You think the people that spend like 18 months in space, you think 18 months in, they're like, whoa, dude.
I think they get tired of it. I think it's just it's a long time to be up there. The one guy spent a year up there.
Yeah.
And then came back. He thinks he spent a year alone, right? Kelly?
No, he was up there with other astronauts.
Was he? Because he's the only one that gets talked about being up there a year.
Well, I think his case was so unusual because he has a twin brother that stayed on Earth, and they did testing to see how your body changes.
The bald head dude?
Yeah.
He's a twin brother. Oh.
He's also an astronaut.
Ran for senator, didn't he?
And, Mark Kelly's the one that.
That's the one we're talking about.
That's the one we're talking about.
Yeah, but he has a twin brother.
Yeah.
And they did the test on the body to see how your body changes after a year in space.
Yeah.
Because their genetic makeup is the same.
Yeah. And did it change?
Yeah.
A lot?
I think you age differently, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like he looks older or younger?
I better stop talking. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's probably taller than him. That'd be my guess.
He's got hair.
Stretches you out?
Yeah, well, there's no gravitational pressure on your spine for 18 months. I bet you're significantly taller when you get back.
Significantly. He's
a foot taller.
I mean, he comes in. Whoa.
Hey, little fella.
Look who here, guys. Change it. Who drove this? My twin brother? Can't even put my feet on the pedals. 6'5".
I'm not saying a foot taller, but a few inches, I bet.
I think we would have
heard
about that more.
Well, you didn't even know if people had landed on Mars. So I don't know if you would have heard about it.
He thinks they are there. I think I would have heard about it. I said, where is this going? Mars? There's a Tesla floating around in space, dude. I don't know what's going on up there, man. We can just go up there in 2 seconds.
that's fair.
We get to some flights?
Yeah. Let's get to it.
A 6 foot tall man would be as many as 2 inches taller when getting back from space.
What says while in orbit?
While in orbit.
You return to normal.
After a few months when you get back.
All right.
I'm not saying he's still taller, but.
You were hoping that.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Sure.
You just thought he was just 60. He's like.
The most expensive flight.
The Martian. Where was he at in that movie?
He's in Mars.
That wasn't a documentary.
It's a little more credible than what Aaron's watching.
It's more of a documentary than Below Deck is, probably. That's for sure.
The most expensive flight is from New York to Abu Dhabi, $64,000. But you get so much stuff on here. It's just
for first class?
A house in space. No, it's a lot more than that. Three-room apartment, basically, on an airplane. Lounge, a bathroom, and a bedroom.
Can you click on that? It's first class. So there's people in coach, and then you're in the front.
I think you get like your own private. It's called the residence because it's like a house on an airplane.
Yeah,
you get a bedroom, a bathroom, and a lounge. A personal butler. One way ticket costs $64,000, but it provides travel for two people. So I guess 64,000 for two.
Not that bad of a deal, to be honest. Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah. How long is that flight?
New York to Abu Dhabi, probably pretty long.
Oh, there we go. We got all the facts except the length of the flight.
There's what the room looks like. I mean, it looks pretty comfortable. It's more comfortable than any flight I've taken.
Yeah.
Obviously.
How long? Yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, is it like a, the longest flight's like 24 hours. So
I got that here. Longest flight is from Singapore to Newark, New Jersey, 18 hours and 30 minutes.
18 hours.
It's a long, it's a long way to wake up and you're like, where are we? Newark, New Jersey.
I guess we made it.
Yeah. You just get off the plane and you're like, all right, this was a, at least we're, where are we? Newark, New Jersey.
Which airports have the most weather delays? Anybody want to guess?
Seattle.
Nope. Not on the top 10.
SeaTac. Dallas. Not even in the top 10?
Nope. Dallas is number 9.
Chicago.
O'Hare is number 3.
New York.
Tampa. Boston. The Tampa airport.
LaGuardia is number 4. JFK is number 8. Boston is number 6.
Cheyenne. I don't know.
I'm trying to think number 1. As part of me was Denver.
Denver's number 5.
I'm getting pretty good.
You're getting a lot of these.
LAX.
Miami.
Not weather. Weather delays?
Yeah, weather delay.
Yeah. It's, man. Yeah, Miami.
Sacramento.
Now, Turler is definitely checked out at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll
give him another chance.
Just what was number 1?
Number 1, New York.
Newark. Newark, because all that Singapore traffic comes in.
Yep.
Guys, we're about to make the descent. We're going to have to circle around for another 2 hours. You've been on this flight for 18 hours.
Yeah.
I couldn't, you know, I've been asked to go to Australia a bunch, and I want to go. I kind of now want to wait till Harper's like 10 or 11, so we can take her and enjoy it. But that flight makes me, especially now, feeling claustrophobic. It's like the flight's so much.
How long is it?
It's like, I just remember I flew through Dallas and then through LAX. By the time you get to the West Coast, you're just done with flying. And then you got like a 16-hour flight or something left.
16 hours.
It's something, 14, 16, from LA.
From LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drove 16 hours on Thursday. It's a long day.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a long day. From where did you go, Springfield?
I was in Hilton Head on Thursday.
Yeah.
So at a 4 p.m. show in Hilton Head. So I left at 2 a.m.
Spreading COVID everywhere.
Yeah.
And did the show and then drove back that night. Wow. 8 hours each way. It's a long time.
You didn't sleep? You did one night?
No. I slept when I got back for a few hours. Yeah. But
that's impressive.
Man. Yeah.
Did you watch some West Wing?
No, that's the traveling of. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't, man.
What'd you do?
I listened to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah,
some Real Housewives.
I watched some Below Deck.
You listen to Below Deck podcast?
Ooh, is there a Below Deck podcast?
You see, you like Below Deck?
I don't mind it. In terms of shows that I watch with my fiance, I don't dislike it.
When the people or there is reoccurring people, right?
Yeah, it's the same crew.
Yeah. So is that a big sign to you that it wasn't a documentary when you go, wow, this girl seems to be sassy every episode? When you saw, how much sass did it take before you go, I don't know.
Let me tell you, among the stewards, a lot of sass going on. A
lot of sass.
Yeah, yeah. The chief stew, you know. I could talk about it for a while, but
yeah,
I won't.
It's good. I've never watched it, but
yeah,
it's, you know.
It's interesting. It's like a whole new world I knew nothing about.
Yeah.
Chartering yachts.
It's like working at a restaurant, but my aunt loves it. Go ahead, bro. Yeah.
What's the longest?
Yeah.
What's the longest you guys have been stuck on a plane?
Went into Iraq from here to, where did we go? India first. I've been to Turkey, Istanbul, with me, Joe List, Louis Katz. And we, there's a big fight scene in Taken or Taken 2 or something where he fights at a bathhouse.
Yeah.
And we went to that bathhouse.
Oh, really?
And we did the bathhouse thing. It's weird. You just lay on a thing and a guy just hits you with
branches and stuff?
Yeah, like all that stuff. And then he rubs you down.
Did it feel good?
I don't know. It's pretty crazy. It's like.
I think it did.
Would you do it here?
It's a guy. It's like, it looks like your dad with no shirt on. That's like rubs your back and then just hits you with stuff. And you're just kind of like, after a minute, you're like, all right. You're like, okay, this is good. I get it. You know, I mean, it's a little uncomfortable. Right. It's a guy. It looks like you get in a bar fight with right after. Like it's that. I mean, I'm going to wash your back. I mean, it's the most, I feel like testosterone in a room,
right?
Doing the least testosterone things alive is basically what it is. It's just like, how can we get men crammed in and then make them do not man stuff? I don't even take a bath in regular life. You know, and then, well, let's do it. What about if we got his uncle to wash his back? That's what it, you know, that's what the brochure should say. Just,
you ever wanted your uncle
to wash your back and hit you with the stick? And you're like, I don't know. Maybe I do. I don't know if I want that. You know, that's something you don't know.
Is it like a luxurious thing to do over there? Or is it just a very common, like, I don't know, getting a haircut?
I think it's like eating a dog. You know, in other countries, I don't know. I made that up, but there, it's. I think they like it. I think it's like going to somewhere here. You know, like other countries are like supposed, like it's like nudity is not a big deal in like other countries, and like, you know, that you grow up wine and France. You're drinking wine, or in Italy, you're like 10, yeah. 11, and yeah. you're having sips of wine. So, I mean, I think it's similar to that, except it's a man punching you in the back of the head with a cloth.
Yeah.
And you go, I appreciate it. And then he slides you around. Like, he grabs you and just spins you around. And
where does he grab you?
Like, your feet. Like, you're facing one way, and it's like he's going to turn you.
You're on a lazy Susan.
Yeah. And he just spins What's a you big? Around. I mean, go watch the scene from Taken when he fights. We're laying on that.
Like a merry-go-round kind of
like
thing.
Like, is there
a
look up, like, Taken? Yeah, it's like he fights someone on that table.
Yeah.
And that's the one we went to. We went to it. That flight.
I don't like the results that just came up.
You might want to.
Why don't we, you know what?
We'll screenshot that.
Yeah, that jumped up quick.
I never made that mistake when I had the laptop.
Whatever those images were can't be worse than what I went through in that bathhouse. It's, there's, you know. So that flight, we go, and a little fun fact, if you fly over a certain amount of time, I want to say it's 12 hours or something like that, and if you have if your layover is over 6 hours to 12 hours, I can't remember what the number is, you get a hotel room. They give you a hotel room, which we did not know that. So we specifically were going to Kuwait and Iraq, and so we specifically got a flight that had an 18-hour layover in Turkey, in Istanbul, because we go, oh, let's just go walk around Istanbul. You know, we can go see it. And so we go, and we got a hotel room at first, because we were like, we'll get one room to shower and stuff in. But then we found out, if you get that long of a delay, they have to give you a hotel room. Mm-hmm. So they gave us a hotel. Well, we all got our own hotel room. We just went and showered real fast, and then we were out and about, and we just walked around the city basically for the rest of that time until we went back to the airport. It was pretty great. If you ever taken some ridiculously long trip, get a long layover in some town,
yeah,
in some country, and then just go see that country. And so we went and did that. And then one time when I flew to India, I remember this girl. I was sitting on the edge. I was in the two seats because I've flown to Germany. I've been in the middle, going to Iraq. And I remember I moved my seat back. I leaned it back, and the guy punched the seat. Uh-huh. And I like looked at him, and I was like, you know, and that was about it. I mean, he's from Germany. He'd probably kill me. I mean, but he was just like, boom, he just hit it. It was like, don't do that. And then I'm like, your seat's back.
Right.
What's your thinking on leaning seats back on a plane?
I've never had it happen. I've never leaned back. I think you just have a conversation with the person.
Nah, you don't do that at
all.
No.
You just go, hey, do you mind if I lean back a little bit? You just go in.
I think the seat leans back.
Yeah.
You're allowed to lean it back.
Yeah.
That's what, like, you're just making up that you're like, well, you can't do it. That guy could lean his seat back and we're in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference of if you both lean back, it's the same amount of room.
We can't use the tray table if the person in front of you is leaning back.
You can. I mean, look, I get when some of them lean back, I get it. People will slam it back. But if they do, then they just, then you're behind someone that does that. And that's what it is. And then sometimes you don't get it. Sometimes you do it. I am now so self-conscious about doing it that I'll do it a little bit, but I won't do it much because I'm just so scared. I've had someone on one of those long flights I took. The lady goes, "Hey, could you not lean your seat back? My husband got he's very tall." And it's like a 12-hour flight. Oh, yeah. And you're like, "What are you doing?" Like, you know, and then that guy puts his seat back. So he gets to put his back, but I don't get to put mine back.
Well, he is tall.
He is tall. Like, there's a weird, I think, just put it back if you want
to. I'm sick of tall people, dude.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. They run this country.
Really?
Yeah. Can you lean your seat back? I'm tall.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
they want the exit row. That's like on Southwest. Yourself. Yeah. They get on whenever they want.
Right.
And then they go, "Can I sit there?" And you're like, "Yeah, you could pay to get up earlier. Why don't you do that?"
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't do that. Anyway, so the thing I was talking about, I was sitting on the edge, and this girl, I was at the window, just two seats on the aisle. I was at the window, she was on the aisle. And I got up to go to the bathroom, and she goes, "You know, if you want me to sit over there, I won't get up." And then I'm like, you know, I was still, now I'm an aisle guy, but this was back when I was a window guy. I used to be a big window guy. Now I've moved to the aisle. I've seen enough out there. Yeah. And then so she goes, I go, "Okay, whatever." And so I switched seats with her. And dude, she did not move from, it was like Washington to India. Jacket over her head, didn't move.
Wow.
You know, when the sun sets and you got to close the window because you're going. I mean, I had to do all that stuff. And you're just kind of looking at her for movement at some point. Okay? Just to be like, "Are you okay? Yeah. What's happening?"
She took something, I guess.
She's either the greatest sleeper that's ever lived.
Yeah.
And we landed and she's like, "All right." And you're like,
"Wow."
I mean, I'm like a different person, you know? Like, the amount, like, she wakes up, I'm like, "You don't even know what's been going on, dude." Like, you know, there's been a lot's happened.
Wow. There was a video from earlier this year of a guy constantly punching the back of a woman's seat. And a lot of debate came out about that. A guy invented a thing that you put on people's, called the knee defender.
That's insane. That's insane. If someone ever did that, that's where the line gets drawn. That's crazy to me that guy would, you cannot put that on there.
Yeah.
That's not, the seat goes back. That's the deal. If you want to argue, it's not we're not policing each other. You're not doing, some guy's not going, he's not rigging the seat to go back a little bit farther. You know what I mean? Like it's going back whatever it goes back. If he wants to lean it back, he can lean it back. That's his right.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, maybe your flight's not as comfortable. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. Sometimes you get a comfortable flight, that person doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to deal with stuff like that, you can go sit in different parts too. You can pay more.
Right.
You can go sit where there's comfort. You're a little bit farther away. There's other options. Mm-hmm. But if a guy wants to throw it back, then he gets to throw it back. What I'm saying is
how we're doing so much to just avoid having a conversation with another human being. If you're seriously that uncomfortable with somebody leaning back, why don't you go, "Hey, do you mind just like for a little bit, just don't lean back. Give me a little, you know." You go and buy a thing and just like do it without talking to him.
Well, that's that guy puts it on there and he wants to start a fight. That would be like if you see someone, like I saw one guy at Target with no mask. That's like that guy.
Yeah.
That guy wants you to say something to him. And that's not majority of the people. That's not even 1% of the people. It's 0.whatever%. But there's enough guys. That's the guys that wear a t-shirt with a saying on it that want you to say something.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this woman at Target yesterday. I felt like she was putting on a show.
Yeah.
She had her two kids and they were asking about toys and she was just like trashing her two kids in the toy. And I was like watching it and like she would, you know, the kid would be like, "I want that." She's like, "Do you even know what that is? I'm not going to buy it. And then you're just going to put it in the closet again. That's all y'all. I'd rather spend a trip to Disney World than buy this junk again," like making, trying to get, like, you know, them.
Yeah.
A couple of the women are like wives and as they walk by, they're laughing. And I mean, and she just sat, and I'm kind of standing over there because I'm like, I think I'm watching her do a show. Like, yeah. As a, someone that tells jokes for a living, this lady's getting some laughs.
Yeah.
And so she just, I mean, she stood in the one spot and was just getting a new audience every couple minutes.
Oh, so she had like two aisles that could watch
her? She was at one aisle, and you'd walk back, you'd walk in front of her. So, but people are coming left and right and just... And I mean, she just would throw on the jokes. And I'm like, this lady's put on a show. And I like kept, Laura's like walking around. I was like, I want to follow her around because I think she's going to go to a different section
and do and the put same, on another show. The same sketch.
But I couldn't tell if I liked it. Like in my head as a as a performer, you know, you're like, oh, this is the person that would tell me that she could do comedy.
She's got the itch, man.
She's got the itch.
She needs a scratch.
I mean, she's put on Target. A full on show.
And killing.
I mean, doing pretty good.
Yeah.
She did all right. She got some laughs.
Good for her.
I'll skip ahead. Lost bags. Airports mishandle 4.68 bags for every 1,000 passengers. Southwest has the most lost luggage, but they also have the most flights. So on average, they're about the same as other airlines. Mm. There's an unclaimed baggage place in Scottsboro, Alabama. You guys been there?
No, I almost haven't. Went to it. Last time we were there, someone mentioned it about going there, where it's, you can go buy all the stuff from bags. Yeah, that's pretty interesting because I didn't know about it. So if someone's listening, where's it at?
It's in Scottsboro, Alabama. It's 40,000 square foot warehouse, nation's only retailer of lost luggage. Some crazy stuff that they've had there. One of them was a live rattlesnake.
they still sell that.
Well, they didn't sell the rattlesnake. They said they didn't put that on the sales floor. But they get all kinds of crazy.
That's, dude, how great would it be? And you go, there's also a rattlesnake for sale. You're like, wow, can I see it? It's like, yeah, I mean, it's somewhere in this building.
40,000 square foot.
You go, yeah, I mean, absolutely, dude. We're selling anything. It's
you
here.
Can have it if you can find it.
If you can find it.
We'll give you a deal on it.
If you make us find it, it's $500. I don't know what a rattlesnake goes for. It feels like $500 would be a decent, you know, because I can go catch it for free.
Who, I mean, it's probably illegal to put a rattlesnake in your checked bag.
I don't know about that, Brian.
yeah, it is actually. It is. I checked.
Oh, it is. Aaron, you know what turns out?
What I'm saying is who?
Turns out, Aaron, it is illegal to put a live rattlesnake in your checked bag.
It's a good call,
I would argue
though.
It's your checked bag, but if you're checking the bag.
Oh, that's fine.
And I'm saying this, who under does that and then just forgets their bag or doesn't get it?
Well, they,
knowing
they lost
there's
their
a
bag.
Rattlesnake.
If they lost the bag.
Yeah, but you can go get it, right?
But if they lost it, it's lost.
They keep it at the airport.
Lost, it's at the store now.
Well, the word lost, it's lost. Like, but if you're, I think it's gone.
They keep it at the airport for about 60 days.
Okay.
If you forgot it, now you're not going to go back and get it probably because you realize that airport's opened that rattlesnake and they know you're not supposed to have it.
Oh.
That's my guess. So once you forgot
that's what lost. I was asking. Yeah.
Well, after 60 days, they take it to the unclaimed baggage store.
So it's they found it. Yeah, because if it's lost, it could be lost. All right. So it's a mix. It's I think it's the grass is the greener on me
that's
and you.
What I'm
yeah.
Yeah.
On what's happening with me and you.
Right.
Right now. Flip side.
There's all kinds of crazy stuff there, though. Shrunken heads they found from South America, space shuttle camera, all kinds of crazy stuff there.
A space shuttle camera.
Yep.
Wow.
Modified.
I don't even know what is like a camera that they used on the space shuttle.
Designed in the late 80s, the unique model was one of the earliest iterations of the digital camera. Only three were made. Because of its rarity, the company sent the camera back to NASA.
Hmm.
It's. It was a camera that used on this. Why? How does that get?
I don't know.
The rattlesnake is still number one.
For
I mean,
sure.
The fact that a live rattlesnake, just to, you know, yeah, I mean, you're definitely can't go back and get that back.
Yeah.
You want to go back and get it? I mean, you got to tell the person, it's like, let's just go back and get it. I thought they're finding it. They said they called and found it.
Yeah.
It's like, I gotta tell you something. I had a live. It was going to be a surprise. All right. And I'm still going to get it to you.
Yeah.
It's not going to be this one. bought you a live rattlesnake for your birthday. That's what he had to tell that guy. And he goes, oh, man. He goes, I know. But they got it. I was holding the bag, wouldn't get lost. I was going to check it overhead, but then I just didn't know. This thing rattles. You know what I mean?
You hear it in the bag.
I'll say the snake wasn't thrilled to be in the bag. Let me tell you that. When I put it in there with my clothes, it didn't feel like this was going to go good. So I thought, I better check this bag. That's what I thought. That was my thought process. And I bought you this rattlesnake, and I don't feel stupid that I don't have any. Everybody's giving the guy presents, and he goes, and I have nothing. I was going to be the leader of presents. I'm embarrassed. Yeah.
That is funny.
Longest bus route in the U.S. from Miami, Florida to Seattle, Washington.
It's just anywhere down the street. Yeah. That's been a night in a bus 1 month. What's that saying? Yeah. Is that the same?
It's not that, but I know what you're talking about. The Merv Griffin episode.
Yeah. I spent a month there 1 week.
Yeah.
Like that's, like
Miami to Seattle, 88 hours, which is 3 days and 16 hours. Routes offered by Greyhound.
I think if you go on an 88-hour bus trip, I think as a group, you've become friends with multiple groups and you've hated other people. Mm-hmm. I think you there's a pod and you're just circling. I mean, I think it would be like Survivor, the TV show Survivor. If you're on an 88-hour bus ride, I think you would just be, you'd go through just wild swings, dude.
Yeah.
You would just, you know, there's points of, I mean, hour 18, you would go sit next to just a stranger and be like, I don't know if I can do this. Are we crazy to be doing this? And she, because you have 70 more, or no, wait, 18, you'd have 60 more hours.
Yeah.
60, no, right?
No, 70. After 70 more hours.
70 more hours after 18. Can you imagine? After 18 hours on a bus.
Would you do like Airplane where you strike up the conversation as you're pulling into Seattle?
I don't even think you're trying to. I think it'll
happen.
It's going to happen. It's just pure survival. It'd be like if you were trapped in the wild, like if you were lost, if you're in a deserted island and another guy showed up, you would be like, oh my God, I can't believe you're here. You're talking out of that desperation.
Yeah.
And to be 88 hours.
But a lot of people on planes say they don't strike a conversation until they're about to land in case that person's a nut job, or a nightmare.
Oh. But then if you're like, oh, well, the person was great.
Yeah, on a bus, you're quiet for 3 days.
I think on a bus, I think you're in there.
So where are you from?
I think some people they just make noises.
Yeah.
I think I'd be disappointed if there wasn't a live rattlesnake just in someone's back. I think there's a lot of stuff. If you're on a bus, I did a bus. The only ones I've done is New York to Boston. It was pretty great. It's super smooth, easy. Some of those buses are unreal now. They have Wi-Fi. You're all set up. It wasn't crowded. We got our own row. But 88 hours, man. I mean, that would be.
It makes 45 stops. Nashville's one of them. And I checked their schedule. If you're going home for Christmas, you need to leave on December 21st to get there by Christmas morning.
Wow.
$229.
I mean, I think you can get a flight cheaper than that.
Yeah.
There was flights when we were in Anna from LAX to Las Vegas for $12. Mm-hmm. 12 bucks.
Really?
Is that not crazy? I don't feel like you are giving it to me. And that's $12. Yeah. I mean,
it's wild, man. Yeah, but it's not.
That's wilder than if they said free.
Yeah.
Free would make more sense to me because you'd be like, what are they doing? Something? 12 bucks?
$10 is crazy. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a short flight, though. You would tip the baggage guy more than your flight cost.
Yeah.
The Uber would be wildly more expensive. Over budget because of the Uber. $12.
$12.
$12.
Brian, did you have the joke about you were on a Uber so long that you and the driver hugged? After
no.
when the trip was over?
No, nope, that's not me.
No. I feel like I know that joke.
Yeah.
I thought it was you. No, nope, not me. I wish it was.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Longest Uber ride.
All right. Yeah, let's speed through some of these we're about to be doing.
All right, the longest Uber ride, it was a promotional thing by a YouTube celebrity called Mr. Beast. He went from North Carolina.
I looked up Mr. Beast once.
He's doing wild stuff.
Yeah. I just looked at, I was like looking up YouTube stuff and what these guys, Mr. Beast, I mean, they make, and they're making like $10 million a year. Mm. Like these guys.
Yeah.
And they, and the, he does, I think it's the guy that someone's described him as being like, it's a guy that, that actually does the clickbait title that he said.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like this, it's a title that you, it would be a clickbait title. Mm-hmm. And then right. he actually does it.
Right.
Well, I watched the video. He goes from North Carolina to California. First thing he has to do, obviously, is convince his Uber driver to drive him from North Carolina to California. I mean, the guy has to call his wife and explain the whole thing.
Yeah.
So he and his buddies ride to California, and they document it. Whole trip cost, anybody want to guess?
$13,000?
Yeah. $8,000.
$5,500. Oh. But he, the driver got $4,100 after Uber tickets cut. But Mr. Beast, I think he matched whatever the guy got paid. He, so the guy probably got, you know, close to $10,000.
He had to drive back?
Yeah, by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did, so he paid him to drive back. Yeah, so like that's I have a, the only thing with his YouTube stuff, like that kind of guy, I don't mind that. Like it's like coming up with stuff. But like that's the thing that where creativity is like going, that like, as far as like your product that you're known for is, and look, you got to be the guy that wants to do something like that. Hey, we're going to do this and shoot it and put it out. But it's, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know how creative is it. You know, it's, us. We, if we ever do the Krispy Kreme thing, how many donuts can we eat? Or if we do, you know, it's like how long could three of us last in a submarine? Who would lose it first?
I'm and out you're like, first, for sure.
I know, but you go like, yeah. I'm going to go get a submarine. I'm going to film it. I don't know. It's like, to me, that's the only thing that I have a hard time wrapping my head around. It's because like, I think what we do as far as like in your stand-up is you're making this up out of thin air, and you're making, you know, you're creating a show and with everything. And this kind of stuff is, you know, it's just like, are you crazy enough to go want to do this?
Yeah, stuff? That's what it is.
And then yeah. if you are, then you are going to get paid millions of dollars. I mean, right. you know, I mean, Jackass was kind of that, I guess.
Right.
With it, it's like if these guys could, but they would do like dangerous, you know, I guess you're paying for their personalities too, I guess. But
yeah, to watch them. Yeah. And, yeah.
yeah.
The longest legit Uber ride, not like a stunt, was from Dallas to Nashville. Three Chinese businessmen flew into Dallas, Fort Worth. They had to get to Nashville for a noon meeting on the next day on Monday. All the flights were canceled because of weather. So they took an Uber, 685 miles, more than 11 hours to Nashville.
Hey, so that had to be a couple thousand dollars probably.
Yeah. It was $1,100, in which the driver got $800.
Not bad.
Yeah, $1,100 is not, yeah.
Not bad for the businessman, you mean.
Not bad for everybody involved.
Yeah, everybody involved.
Just a good transaction.
Yeah.
You know.
Says by comparison, if they had booked a bus trip to Nashville, it would be about $100 each, but they probably wouldn't have arrived on time.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
We're done.
Is there any more fun? Like any quick fun ones?
Service animals starting 2021. Can't be on planes.
Oh, really?
That's good. Yeah.
I didn't know that. When did that happen?
Just recently.
Yeah.
Are people upset about it?
Yeah. Some people are. Dogs. Can still go as long as they meet certain requirements. They argued for miniature horses because they said they were smaller than some dogs, and that miniature horses can lay down easier than typical horses.
But why does someone need a miniature horse?
I don't know. It was that in capuchin.
What do you have
monkeys.
That you need a miniature horse?
I don't know. I would argue those are the people who should be getting to do it.
The people that own the miniature horse.
If you have a dog, you're just doing that because you don't want to pay baggage fees. But if you have a therapy turkey, you got issues.
Yeah.
And those are the people I want to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I want to know about. Now I can't know if they're crazy when I sit down beside
them. If I have a therapy rattlesnake, I can't just throw that in my bag.
Yeah.
You don't want to get there and he's like, what's your, you have a therapy? I'm like, I do. Oh, where is it? You'll see. You'll see. Where's that?
No, I would rather any animal but dogs
be
allowed to do it.
It was out of control. I love that they shut this down. There's, these are all the people that, not the ones that need it. There's plenty of people that you can tell when they need it. And it's a serious dog. Everybody else, I never believed it for a second. And what's funny is these are the people that take advantage. They're the people that don't want you to take advantage of anything, but they're taking advantage. They are mocking the idea. It's a mockery of just the person that actually does need the dog. I've seen like military guys, they have like a big dog. Like, you know, you're like, that dog's there for a reason. Like,
yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And then all these other people that have these little dogs, and then they're just sitting there. It's like, well, I get anxiety when I fly. You're like, everybody does, mm-hmm. by the way. I've started in claustrophobia. Like, everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets all this stuff. You could take something for that. You have a dog. You want to take your dog for free, and you want to make it up and be this scenario.
Yeah.
And you're completely lying and taking advantage of people that actually need it, and it's actually disgusting. It's actually, you're being a disgusting person.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
It's a mean thing. It's
I agree.
You're
now in 2021, they can't.
They can't. It's great.
So good.
Good for them. Good. I'm good. Yeah. I love it. I love it. It is infuriating. Sebastian Maniscalco has the joke where he said someone took a peacock.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no one in your family? That just goes, what are you doing? Like, you know, like that's the best. That I love that example. Like, no one, you have no one in your life that goes, what? No, you can't take a peacock on a plane. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
I mean, I got more, but that's a good stopping spot.
We're going to need a service animal for this.
The record spent on an airplane on the tarmac, 11 hours.
The record spent?
Like stuck on the tarmac.
Oh, wow.
JetBlue, February 14th, 2007. They wouldn't let the passengers get off. They spent 11 hours. God. They call it the Valentine's Day.
It's like how when you're saying like you wait to talk to the person till the very end, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what you're doing with this material. You read the breast stuff right when we're about to leave. Like, good night. Could have opened with that one. That would have been a little more funner. All right, everybody. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. We love you guys and everything. We miss you. I don't know. We miss you. I miss you.
Be safe.
I miss you. Be safe. Be careful out there. We'll see you next week right before Christmas and the holidays. So, all right. Bye. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Nate Land Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Spotify, you know, wherever you listen to your podcast. And please remember to leave us a rating or a comment. Nate Land is produced by me, Nate Bargatze, and my wife, Laura, on the All Things Comedy Network. Recording and editing for the show is done by Genovations Consulting in partnership with Center Street Media. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to catch us next week on the Nate Land Podcast.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Sheba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Sheba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.